So Pat Riley says to Magic Johnson, follow me. And Magic Johnson starts following him. And he says, see this locker right here? This is yours. So he walks into the bathroom, goes over to the urinal, and Magic Johnson's standing behind him. Pat Riley turns around and says, kid, why are you still here? He said, you never told me to stop following. Never told me to stop following. So I'm going to... We had a great scripture reading. I had someone say they needed a great lesson today or a great message. So I'll use God's. If you would, if you have your Bible and you want to take a look, we're looking at Matthew 4. I'm going to take a look at verses 18 through 22. So just to kind of set it up, we got these fishermen. They've probably been out all day, maybe all week. And it says that they're mending their nets in the story. They're mending their nets. So, have you ever mended nets? I've never mended nets. It sounds like a lot of work, mending nets. They're big nets. They go fishing with them. So they're probably pretty busy, probably pretty tired. You know, I went fishing. I went fishing in Canada. I'm not a big fisherman. But I went fishing with a friend over at my church, Pat Seaman. I don't know if some of you might know Pat. But, so I'm with Pat, and we're fishing. And I'm cutting up my hands on the line. And Pat had no problem. He's just an easygoing guy. Nothing bothers him. Kind of floats a little. And I would tangle up my line, and I'd go to take a knife and cut it. You know, just start over again. Pat, no, we need to untangle it. It'd be a ball of line, and he'd just start pulling it apart. I just cut it and cut my hand. But he had the patience to do that. So I'm thinking these guys, they know what they're doing with this net, and they're fixing this net. And along comes Jesus. And he's now when Jesus, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed them. The guys mending the nets are coming up. But these guys had thrown their nets into the sea. They were fishing, casted their nets. And Jesus said, come and follow me. Now it said they immediately left their nets and followed. They didn't prepare or pull their nets back in or say, hold on, I need a shower. Let me go get my other shoes. Said, immediately. And then, going from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So they left the boat, their father, and the nets that needed mending, and immediately followed Jesus. Immediately. Left the dad to do the work. So when Jesus calls, when do we come? Immediately. What about the guy he called and he said, wait, I have to bury my father? In the story, we don't even know if the father's ready to die or is dead. He says, I got to bury my father. He didn't like explain, go into detail. Like, did he need to immediately bury his father? Did he have to bury him in some time? Didn't really say, but Jesus said, well, let the dead bury the dead and you come with me. Immediately. Not wait. Now. So he's walking again, Jesus, over in Matthew again, in 9, verse 9, chapter 9, verse 9. There's Matthew, a tax collector, Does anybody remember the last time I was here? Anybody know who I am? You remember the last time I was talking about tax collectors and sinners? And we said that tax collectors weren't very good people. They were even worse than sinners because they took advantage of the other people of their kind. They took advantage of the Jewish people. They stole their money, they beat it out of them, they got it any way they could. Well, Jesus is walking past the tax collector. As Jesus passed on from here, he saw a man named Matthew sitting in the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him. Just got up and followed him. Jesus was someone to follow. We follow Jesus. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Paul talks in later verses when he writes letters, and he talks about imitating Christ. He says in 1 Corinthians 4:16, "Therefore I urge you to imitate me," because he's imitating Christ. "Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, just as you have us as a model. Keep your eyes on those who live as we do," in Philippians 3:17. Then in 1 Thessalonians 1:6 it says, "You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with joy given the Holy Spirit." So following Jesus, there's a lot to following Jesus. You know, I think there are some people who say, you know, "I'm following Jesus now and everything is great. Everything is wonderful." That's not what Jesus calls us to exactly do. He calls us to give up everything and follow him. He calls us to leave our parents and our children and follow him. Doesn't mean we just leave them, but he's calling us to put him first. That's what Jesus is calling us to do. He even tells us we'll be persecuted for what we do. Are we willing to follow Jesus? Are there good times following Jesus? Of course there are. Of course there are. But are there going to be bad times? Yes. Are there going to be lonely times? Yes. I think about missionaries who give up everything where they live. You know, I have an air-conditioned house. I get up and I set the coffee at night and it's ready in the morning when I get up. Or Jamie sets it up. One of us set it up. And we push the little thing that says time. And she set the time on there. So that's good. I just got to push the button. And then at 6:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning, there's coffee. Makes itself overnight. It's great. And there's missionaries out there. They go to places and it's hot. There's no air conditioning. There's mosquitoes. They got to sleep with nets. It's hot. They're sweaty. I don't know where they get their coffee. There's no 7-Elevens or Starbucks around. There's no buttons to push in some places. They're living a rough life. They have very few clothes. Well, they have what they have. But most of what they have, they're always giving away. And I think about that. And I think, boy, that's really what Jesus called us to do. Am I able to do that? How do I do that in my daily walk? What can I do? What can I give up? What can I share? How can I follow Jesus' footsteps? He has big footsteps to follow. You know, Jesus said, "Follow me." Well, where did he take these people? He took them in the mountains one night and showed them how to pray. He said, "Follow me." And he gave them the prayer, the Lord's Prayer that we call it. "Father who art in heaven." We know that. We've seen it. We've read it. And he teaches them how to pray. It's not exact words, but he gives them an outline how to pray. And the first thing we're doing, he's telling them, is talk to the Father. How do I get to the Father? Through the Son. And how do I do that? He says, "Follow me." Jesus was baptized. And then it says, "Follow me." I've met people who say, "Well, I really need to think about this baptism. I need to think about it. I'm not sure." We just sang a song that says, There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8, 1 and 2, right? So there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Anybody here want to be condemned? How do I get in Jesus? How do I get in Christ? I get baptized. I accept Jesus as my Savior. I follow Him. And then it says It says that we need to be baptized for the remission of sins. Jesus was baptized. Can I follow Him? Can I do that? Can I get under the water? What's to think about? Do I want to be condemned? Do I want to be saved? Making repentance, Jesus talks about that. Following. Jesus talked to us about loving one another as I have loved you. He set the example. He told us how to do it. Can I follow that? How do I love one another? If I sit around and put people down, am I loving them? If I'm pointing out their mistakes, am I loving them? Or do I show them how to do better? We were talking about, before I mentioned Facebook, and I have a Facebook page, and I put all this Christian stuff on it. I put my writings, you know, from my books, that I just take the chapters and I copy and paste, and I put them in there, and the whole stories, and people like them, and they share them. And I think that's what Jesus told us to do, to share the word, to share it around the world. And the beautiful thing about the internet is you can do that. So you can do it on the internet even. You can do it in person. You know, how do I wash the feet of others? Jesus said, follow me. I got to wash feet? I don't even like feet, you know. So far I haven't actually washed people's feet, but I've served others. We have a food pantry here at our church in Melbourne. I know you have one here. Feed the poor. We follow in Jesus. That's how we follow Jesus. I watched men stand up and serve the Lord's Supper. He got up and read the word. Got up and said a prayer. We all came together. We sang. That's why we're here. We're following Jesus. That's what we do. Jesus wants us to imitate Him. Jesus says, follow me. Back in the days when Jesus was here, we could actually, like, get behind Him and follow Him. He's given us the instructions right here on how to do that. There's lots of pages, lots of things that Jesus has done and continues to do. Can I create a miracle like Jesus did? Personally, no. But can I point people in the right direction? How to maybe get a miracle in their life? It's in here. You know, how do people's lives change when they come to Jesus? Don't we all have a story, or don't most of us have a story, that I come from a place where I was an alcoholic at one time in my life and got away from drinking and then needed to come closer to God. And that even took time. And when I finally came to Jesus, I really started to make changes. That's a miracle. But it's because of Jesus. It's because I accepted Jesus in my life and I followed Him. I started following Him. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. They didn't tell me that in AA. You know what I mean? They didn't tell me that. They said, oh, we've been through hell. We just don't want to go back. Well, I haven't been to the real one yet, you know, and I really don't want to. I want to go to heaven. How do you get there? Jesus says, follow me. I'll take you there. Here's what you do. Here's how to get there. So we open up the Bible. We read His word. We see that He saith, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Are we fishing for men? In the New International Version, it says that we'll fish for people. So are we fishing for people? Are we doing that every day? Are we out there? Are we examples? Are we shining? Are we adding to the complaints? You know, there's a lot wrong in the world today. There's a lot wrong in the world today. You know, you're right. There is. It's not like it used to be. You haven't been in those kind of conversations? Is that helpful? Who does that help? It's terrible. It's awful. Kids aren't like they used to be. You know? These homosexuals are ruining the world. Yep, they sure are. What are we doing? But am I just complaining? What is there that I can be doing on a positive note? Am I bringing light where there's darkness? Am I bringing peace where there's not peace? Is the world really that bad? There's some good stuff going on out there. Can I share that? Can I share Jesus Christ then? Is that the time where I become a fisherman? Is that the time where I say, you know, this isn't forever? You know, I had I did a funeral the other day. It was very sad. The girl was 23 years old. She had a drug problem, and she was a diabetic. And of course, all her friends were there, and they'd come up to say something. Most of them couldn't speak. They just went back to their seat, you know. And I tried to, of course, share. They told me that she'd started going to church, and she turned herself over to Christ, that she wanted to change, and she'd been baptized, and she'd made changes in her life, but she was still struggling. So I kind of knew where she was going, and I knew that it wasn't over for her. I knew that there was good things coming, so she'd entered Christ. But that's hard for people to understand. So Jesus says, follow me. And today, the message is follow me. Today the message is that we need to follow immediately. We need to do it today. I need to stop looking at what I think is important all the time. Things that I think are important. At the time, fishing was important. These guys were fishing. They were busy. I can't go now, I'm fishing. Jesus said, drop your nets and come follow me. He told them, then they're mending nets. They're in the middle of a tedious job. Can you imagine being at work on a tedious job? Anybody have a tedious job? You're at your engineering job and you're doing engineering stuff, or you're doing whatever it is you do, and you're teaching in the middle of a classroom, and you're teaching, Jesus says, come now. He's like, okay, you know, put down the chalk and walk off. You know, it's time to do that. It's time to follow. This is the time. You know, I'll put it off. I'll wait. Let me wait a little while. There's no rush. I just told you about a 23-year-old girl. What's the rush, right? 23. We're not promised tomorrow. You know, we're like a wisp, right, in the wind. We're not promised tomorrow. We have today. When I came into AA, I remember the first thing I read, we read this thing, How It Works. And it said, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. That kind of summed it up, you know, right? If a millionaire came on TV, you know, late night TV when those guys come on, and they say, I'm going to show you how to get rich. If you do what I do, you'll be rich by tomorrow morning. You know what I mean? You can buy 14 houses overnight while everybody's sleeping. So anyway, and then he starts writing stuff down. And I'm guessing there's people out there getting out their pens and taking notes. So in A, they said, rarely have we seen a person fail who's thoroughly followed our path. So that was a good thing for me to do. And then I started reading the Bible, and it said, follow me. I didn't know how to get where I needed to be. I didn't know how to get to heaven. I didn't know how to change. I didn't know how to help people. I didn't know how to love people. I didn't know how to not be selfish. I didn't know how not to be self-centered. It said, follow me. Jesus set the example. He set the bar. He showed me how to do it. And here it is. And we get to do that every day if we choose. So that's the challenge for the week. It's God's message. It's Jesus' message. Is it a good one? Well, it helps me. And so I follow the best I can, the closest I can. But I need to read it. I have to open it up. I have to think about it. I have to put it in my brain, I have to put it in my heart, you know, because I am what I think about. And if I'm reading the news and I'm hearing all that stuff, and that's all I hear about is people eating off each other's faces in Miami and kids being abused and wars going on and this conservatives and Republicans and liberals, and we're all fighting in the world's, if that's all I'm hearing, I'd be negative. I'd be right there in those conversations. This says, let me show you something. Let me show you that. Let me show you what forever looks like. Let me show you a good way of life. Let me show you a way out of this hole. You know? Let me say a prayer before I sit down. Father, we come before you and thank you today. We thank you for setting the path, the narrow path that God, you put before us. We ask you to help us live it. We know how to live that narrow path because Jesus has set the example and he's told us to follow him. Sometimes we need to follow him hand in hand. Father, we ask you to make that just so possible. We ask the Holy Spirit to be alive in us, to help us to continue to follow, to continue to imitate Jesus, to be the people that you would have us be. And we ask that you help us do that immediately. Father, we love you. We thank you for today. We thank you for all the fathers that are out there. We thank you for all the mothers that are out there too. Father, we thank you for being our Father and loving us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Peace.